Okay, so this is where we were last week. Okay, like to recap all these words for one quick time. So, would anyone read? Anjuji, you want to start?
जी
Okay.
ओके अयम् अजः अयं गजः इयं बाला इयं माला इदं पात्रम् इदं नेत्रम्
So if you see here, in Pumlinge it is the word idam becomes ayam. In Strilinge it's iyam. Napumsakalinge idam. So if I say balakaha, ekavachane ayam balakaha, dvivachane imau balakau, bahuvachane ime balakaha. Okay. Natarajanji, can you say for ayam ashva? Ayam ashvaha.
अयम् अश्वः इमौ अश्वौ इमे अश्वाः
इमे अश्वाः
अश्वाः
रविजी अङ्ग अजः
इयम् अजः इमे
अजः 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 सो वाट् वुड् दट् बि देन् इयम् ओर् अयम्
I'm sorry. I think, can you hear me clearly now?
Yes, yes,
sorry,
I can.
Okay. I am Ajaha. Imau Ajahau.
Ajahau. Ajahau.
Ajahau. Ajahau. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ime Ajaha.
Ah, wonderful. Shankarji, if you want to say Hastaha. Hastaha.
Hastaha is napumsalingam.
No, no. Look, say, listen to the word. Hastaha, ajaha, gajaha,
okay,
hastaha. Yeah.
I am hastaha. Imau hastaha.
Say imau hastau.
Imau hastau. Ime haste.
Ime hastaha.
Hastaha.
इमे हस्ताः अयम् अश्वः इमौ अश्वौ इमे अश्वाः ओके इफ् जिह्वा रङ्गाजी केन् से फर् जिह्वा इयं यू हव् टु से जू दिस् वन् हियर्
इयं से इट् अगेन् दट् वर्ड्
जिह्वा जिह्वा
जिह्वा इयं जिह्वा इमे जिह्वे इमाः जिह्वाः
वण्डर्फुल् इमाः जिह्वाः वण्डर्फुल् अम्बाजि इदम् इदं मुखम्
इदं मुखम् इमे मुखे इमानि मुखानि
वण्डर्फुल् इमानि मुखानि
मुखानि
Wonderful. So that's good. So that part is clear so far. So let's we've done. Okay. Amaji, can you want to read this? I am Vrikshaha.
I am Vrikshaha. Saha Gajaha. Gajaha Gachati. Ajaha Tishtati. Vrikshaha Halati. Ramaha Patati.
Rangaji?
इदं पुष्पं
नो नो इयम् इयं लता
ओ सारि ऐ डिन्ट् रियलैज् मूड् इट् इयं लता सा बाला बाला तिष्ठति माला म्लायति म्लायति लता पुष्प पुष्प्यति
पुष्प्यति
टाङ्ग् ट्विस्टिङ्ग् इस् टाफ् लता पुष्प्येति सीता वदति
सीता वदति रविजि हि इस् नाट् देर् नाट् रजन्ति कञ्जुरि Can you all hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah.
Okay, go. Oh, Raviji, if you're there, yeah, go ahead, read.
You're asking me, right?
Yes, Ravi?
Because then I got confused. Idam pushpam tap patram pata patati patam patati netram spurati pushpam vikasati mukham lasati.
So I'm hoping all these are pretty clear. Is that a fair statement?
Yes.
So far?
Yeah.
Okay. So now, see, atra dvau balau, purvam ekah balah, atra balau, dvau balau, imau balau, tau devau, ime phale, ime bale, te patre, te late. अत्र बालः गच्छति एकः बालः अस्ति बालः गच्छति द्वौ बालौ अत्र अत्र द्वौ बालौ अतः बालौ पठतः बालौ पठतः अत्र द्वे फले फले पततः बाला सा बाला द्विवचनं ते बाले ते बाले बाले गायतः बाले गायतः स्पष्टमस्ति वा इट् इस् क्लियर् एकः बालः बालः पठति बालौ द्वौ बालौ बालौ पठतः एका बालिका बालिका गायति बालिका गायति बालिके बालिके गायतः बालिके गायतः फलं फलं पतति फले पततः ओके दिस् इस् क्लियर् यु अण्डर्स्टा वाट् ऐ वाण्ट् टु से हियर् राइट्
या सो वेन् यु से फले पततः सो इट् इस् टु टु फुड्स् राइट्
यस्
ओके वेन् इट् इस् मोर् देन् टु
We'll get there. We'll get there.
Yeah, we'll get there. Okay.
Sorry. Shekharji, just one clarification. Balak. Normally we say balak.
No, in Hindi we say balak. Okay.
Balkaha, right? Balkaha.
Balakaha. Balakaha. Balaha.
Yeah.
Both in the same. Balakaha or balaha.
Balaha. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Anything. Vrukshaha. Vrukshaha. Phalati. Vrukshaha. फलति वृक्षौ फलतः वृक्षौ फलतः अधुना अत्र वाक्यमस्ति किल केन् यु से द एकवचनवाक्यम् अण्ड् देन् से द द्विवचनवाक्यं हे दिस् इस् अ द्विवचनं ओके एकवचनवाक्यं अञ्जुजि केन् यु ट्रै दट् केन् यु से द एकवचनवाक्यम् अण्ड् देन् द द्विवचनं
श्योर् गजः गच्छति गजौ गच्छतः
वण्डर्फुल् हियर्
पुष्पं विकसति पुष्पे विकसतः
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 वंडरफुल रविजि कैन यू डू द नेक्स्ट वन
नेत्रं स्फुरति नेत्रौ नेत्रे स्फुरतः
स्फुरतः
अजः तिष्ठति अजौ तिष्ठतः माला म्यालति
म्लायति
म्लायति माले म्लायतः
वण्डर्फुल् रङ्गाजि नेक्स्ट् वन्
वेर् आर् वि
हियर्
द बाटम् आफ् द ओके लते लता पुष्पयति
पुष्प्यति पुष्प्यति
यति लते पुष्प्यतः मुखं लसति मुखे लसतः
वण्डर्फुल्
देवी
न देवः
देवः
बालकः बालकौ अजः अजौ देवः देवौ
देवकः देवकः
नो देवः नाट् देवकः इपि देवकः देवकौ
देव देवः वदति देवौ वदतः
देवौ वदतः I'm hoping everyone knows the meanings of all these verbs here. Patati, yeah. patati, gayati, phalati, gacchati, vikasati, sphurati, tishthati, mlayati, pushpyati, lasati, vadati.
So in summary for the for the two dvivachana, the verb changes to taha at the end, is that right?
Yes.
Of course, it modifies to suit to that.
Yes.
Okay.
Shakaji, what does he mean?
Speaks.
Speaks.
Sorry?
Speak, speak.
Oh, speech. Oh, vadati. Okay, okay, okay.
Not vadati, vadati. Speak.
Vadati. I'm sorry. Yes, speaks. Okay.
Okay. Okay. So these are all present.
Shakaji.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I lost the connection in between. If you don't mind, can I just quick give me just one minute update of what was covered in this speech? I missed this part actually.
Okay, sure.
Sorry about
that. Ekavachane balaha gacchati. Ekaha balaha asti balaha gacchati. Atra balau 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 patataha. Balau patataha. Ekavachane balaha patati. बालः पठति द्विवचनम् एकं द्वे बाल द्विवचनं बालो पठतः तथैव फलं पतति द्विवचने फले पततः फलं फले फलानि फले पततः बाला एका बाला गायति बाला बाले बालाः स्त्रीलिङ्गपदमत्र बाले गायतः वृक्षः एकवचनं फलति वृक्षौ द्विवचनं वृक्षः वृक्षः वृक्षद्वयमत्र वृक्षौ फलतः गजः गच्छति गजौ गच्छतः सोऽनं सोऽपि
ओके ओके
क्लियर्
या ओके सो जस्ट् वन् थिङ्ग् द्विवचनम् इस् आल्वेस् एण्ड्स् वित् तः इस् इट् आम् ऐ गेटिङ्ग् इट् रैट् फार् आल् द त्री The Dvivachanam
so far,
is
yes.
always... Okay.
I'll put it that way. So far, yes.
Big okay. condition.
Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah.
At least until the next... eight months to one year, yes.
Okay. Not bad. Not bad, actually.
Okay, let me put it that way. Okay. Atra Pashyantu. These are all present tense forms. Okay, balah gacchati, balau gacchatah, these are all present tense forms, okay? Just look at these ones here. Try to complete the sentences. I'll do the first one. Udaham. Balah pathati, balau pathatah. Okay? Okay? Kausalya ji, I saw you just joined. I'll ask you in a minute, but I'm hoping you're understanding all this. But Shankar ji, can you do this one? Bale.
Bale. Balakaha gayati.
Wonderful.
The second part I didn't understand. You want the plural, right?
No. Dvivachanam. Dvivachanam. When there are two balakas, right? What happens?
Balau.
Balau?
Gayataha.
Gayataha. Wonderful. What you said is correct. Balau gayataha. However, here the word is bale. So you need to understand this, okay? Balaha. See, now I'm loving this surface. Okay, see. Balaha ekavacharam.
And if it was sarcastic.
बालौ द्विवचनम् ओके दिस् इस् पुंलिङ्ग एकः बालः द्वौ बालौ किन्तु बाला दिस् इस् स्त्रीलिङ्गम् okay, but dvivachanam becomes bale. So here it is dvivachanam of strilinga padam, not pumlinga.
Okay.
Is it clear?
Yep. Okay.
Okay. So bale gayatah. Okay. Bale gayatah. Okay. Not balo. Don't change the gender. It says bala. It says bala here, right? So it should be, yep, bale in dvivachanam. Okay.
Okay.
Is it clear? Any confusion or?
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, do you mind repeating it once? Sorry.
Oh, sure.
It's not clear.
So, balaha. We have two words, balaha and bala. Okay. We have two words, balaha. Balaha. Balaha means boy.
Yeah.
Okay. Bala, girl.
Yep.
Okay. Balaha is a pumlinga word. So dvivachanam of this becomes balav, right?
Yep.
Bala is a strilinga word. Dvivachanam becomes?
Bale.
Bale. What is here? What do you see here? Bale.
Okay.
So, what is the ekavachanam going to be? Bala gayati, not balav gayati. Not okay. Bala, balaha. So the ekavachanam here will be bala gayati, not balaha gayati. Here it's going to be balaha patati, because it is balau here.
Okay.
Just a pumlinga word.
Yep. Okay.
Clear?
Yep.
Oh,
thank you.
Next. Natarajanji, do you want to do this one, the next one?
Yeah, sure. You are talking about the gata, right?
Yes.
Okay. Gataha patati.
Wonderful.
Gata. Patatah.
Can you do the next one as well?
Sure. Gajah gachati. Gajav gachatah.
Ambaji, next two, please.
Putrah namati. Is it right?
Yes, yes, yes. If it's wrong, I'll tell you. Don't worry. Go ahead.
Putrav namatah.
Wonderful.
I didn't understand what is namati.
Namaskaram.
Oh, namaskaram.
Okay.
So the word in bracket is the root for the verb,
yes,
is it?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Chatrah likati. Chatrav likatah.
Kausalyaji, can you do the next one?
Nataha nrityati. Natau nrityataha. Netram pashyati. Netre pashyataha.
Ah, wonderful. Rangaji, can you do the next one?
Padau. Padaha chalati. Padau chalataha.
Wonderful.
Netram Spurati. Netre Spurataha.
Okay. Wonderful. Good. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Shikarji, the word Nataha means dancer, is it?
No, actor.
Oh, Nataha is an actor. Okay.
Mm.
And Nritya means, I thought that's dancing. Okay,
yeah,
so
that is
actor
dancing.
Is dancing. Okay. Okay. Nataha is actor. Okay.
Okay, so in here, sorry. Okay, please try to just, you know, say these sentences later. This PDF is already uploaded. So in the same, in last class's posting. So please practice this once again. Okay, now Raviji, you start because it was your question. Bahuvachanam. What happens if it's more than two?
Hamsaha. Ime hamsaha.
Ime hamsaha.
Hamsaha. Imaha lataha. Te gajaha gajaha.
No, no, what happened to this one? The imani?
Oh, sorry, you wanted to go. Oh, I'm sorry, yeah. Ime hamsaha. Imaha lataha. Imani. Paschani.
Padmani.
पद्मानि ओं सारि पद्मानि पद्मानि ते गजाः गजः गजः गजः
ते गजाः राइट
गजाः ओके ताः मालाः तानि फलानि
सॉरी 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 okay, this is either going too fast or go too
yeah, slow. Fast is moving too fast, okay. You need to get used to Windows.
See, this is just, see, that's the whole thing.
Yeah, stop.
Now. See, I'm not doing anything. I don't know how this is even going, actually.
Just on the space bar.
Okay, I'm not going to use my stylus anymore. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
Okay. Hamsaha kujanti. Malaha myalati.
Mla, mla, mla.
Mlayanti.
Hang on right there, hang on right there. Eka vachanam. Hamsaha kujati. Dvivachanam. Hamsau kujataha. Bahuvachanam. Hamsaha kujanti. Okay, I'll say this in a different way. Ayam hamsaha kujati. Imau hamsau kujataha. Ime hamsaha kujanti. Or saha hamsaha kujati. Tau hamsau kujataha. Te hamsaha kujanti. Okay, this is exactly what we have here, right? Bahuvachanam. Ime ante.
Ime hamsaha.
Okay. It takes time. Don't rush. Okay. You're hearing all these sentences for the first time. It takes time. No, don't worry at all. We have one time until next week. If you read it once or twice, you'll get it. This is how it's going to be in the beginning. I totally get it. Okay. Don't worry. Take it slow. मालाः म्लायन्ति एकवचने अञ्जुजि can you say the sentence in एकवचनं
माला मलाय मलायति मिलायति
नो मला मला
मला मलायति
म्लायति माला म्लायति सो अथवा सा माला म्लायति और इयं माला म्लायति ओके
या
द्विवचनं नो
इमे माले इमे माले मलायन्तः
मलायतः
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 और शेक जी कुछ पॉज जस्ट इशू इज आई मीन व्हेन वी आर सेइंग दैट मला राइट एम एल ए राइट दैट्स लाइक मला ओके ओके गेटिंग कंफ्यूज्ड देयर लाइक मला
या इमे मा इमे माले मलायतः नेक्स्ट
और ते माले मलायतः
Oh, wonderful. See, you're one step ahead. Go ahead. Next.
Yeah. Or, Bahuvachanam. Imaha malaha malayante.
Or?
Or te, sorry, eta. Etaha or taha malaha malayante.
Wonderful. Wonderful. You see, you get the picture now. Good, good. Next. Natarajanji, can you want to try?
Yeah. इमानि पद्मानि स्फुटन्ति स्फुटन्ति तानि पद्मानि
what does this mean स्फुटन्ति
Phutanti means nothing. Shapu? It like cracks or just falls down or something.
Oh, phu. Okay. Crack?
Oh, no. Actually, sorry. Phutanti actually means to bloom. Sorry.
Oh, Phutanti is to bloom. Okay.
Phutanti is to bloom, actually.
So then what is the difference between Viksate and Saphutanti?
There's,
Both okay, can be used.
So many
as
words. Yeah, so many words. Don't
okay.
worry.
Okay.
Okay. So the first one was imani padmani sputanti.
Uh-huh.
And then dvivachanam is ime padmani.
No, no.
No,
imam padmam. Okay. Yeah, sorry. Idam. Sorry. Idam padmam okay. sputati. Ekavachanam.
Oh, idam.
Okay. Idam padmam sputati. Dvivachanam ime padme sputataha.
Right, right, right. Okay.
Imani padmani sputanti.
Got you.
Okay. Okay. Now let's say netram sphurati. Can you say further? Netram sphurati.
Okay. Idam netram. Sorry, what is the word for sparkle?
Sphurati.
Sphurati. Okay. Ime netre. Sphurataha. Imani netrani sphuranti.
Wonderful. Imani netrani sphuranti. Wonderful.
Okay,
Rangaji, for Balaha, can you read this? The next one.
Balaha. I am Balaha.
No. I am Balaha.
Gayati. Divachanam was I know Balau, but what was the prefix Imau. To that? Imau. Balau Gayataha Ime Balaha
Imeva. So how do you want to see this? That's my question, all right? So understand this. This is very, very important. Okay. Balaha ekavachanam. Balaha bahuvachanam. Okay. If Bala is a strilinga padam, Bala, the bahuvachan there is also Balaha. How do you want to say? If you want to take this as Balaha, you have to say I am Balaha.
Bala.
Imau Balo. Ime Balaha. If you want to take this as strilingam, you will say Iyam Bala, Ime Bala, Iva Ime Bale, Imaha Balaha. So, what side are you on? Pumlinga word or Stringa word? Don't mix both.
Okay. So, we started with Pumlinga.
So, I am.
We stay with the Pumlinga. So, I am Balaha. I am Balaha.
Gayati.
Imau. Imau Bale.
Balau.
Oh.
Imau Balau.
Gayataha Balaha Gayanti.
Wonderful.
It's kind of confusing. It needs time to practice this.
Yeah. Of course it will be confusing the first day, sure.
Yeah.
Don't worry. You get it. Next, Saviji. Gajaha Gacchanti.
Idam Gaja.
No. Gajaha. I'm sure you like the word idam, but that's not the case.
I am gajaha gacchati.
Wonderful.
Ime.
No. Gajaha dvivachanam becomes?
Imau.
So just remember like this, if gajaha becomes gajau, right, it has to be gajau, not ime.
Exactly. Yeah. Imau. Okay. Yeah. Imau gajau gacchatau.
Gacchataha, no. You got that too far. Gacchataha.
Oh, I'm so tired.
Yeah. You took that too far. Yeah. Imau gajau.
Imau gajau gacchataha. Tell me ime gaje
gajaha.
That table is really useful. Last time, that Google Docs table that you
Correct.
Created.
Yeah.
Correct. To that, I think.
You mean this table?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some
good dogs that you put. Yeah. 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 So this is your first day, so don't worry about it. You know, by next week you'll be there. It's okay. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Ime gajah gacchanti. Kausalya ji, Lataha.
Iyam Lata. What kriya padam I have to use?
This one. You do, yeah, right here. You see this? Lata, right here.
Ah, okay. Iyam Lata Pushpyati. Ime Late Pushpyataha. Imaha Lataha Pushpyanti.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you. Shankarji, next one.
Ajaha is pullinga.
Mm-hmm.
So I am gajaha tishtanti.
Ajaha.
Ajaha, sorry. Mm-hmm. I am ajaha tishtanti.
No, I am ajaha tishtati.
I am ajaha tishtati.
Mm-hmm.
Imau ajau
tishtataha.
Tishtataha.
Wonderful.
Third one, ime ajaha tishtanti.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Pushpani Vikasan.
I'm sorry, Shekharji. This is Ajaha right from the beginning, right? Like even the singular also is Ajaha, or we have to say Ajaha only in the...
No.
Ajaha.
No, Ajaha, Ajau, Ajaha.
Right, but then I see that extra one line, right? Ajaha, the way we will read this, because there is one extra line there, generally we read it as Ajaha only, right? Ajaha.
Bahuvacham, it is ajaha only.
Yeah.
Ekavacham, it is ajaha.
Ah, sorry. Yeah. Okay. Got it. Yeah, my bad. Yeah, got it.
Okay. Ambaji, can you do the next one?
Idam pushpam vikasati.
Ime
pushpe vikasataha. Imani pushpani vikasanti.
There you go. Nice. Anjuji, do the next one again, please.
Phalan patanti. Phalaha.
Phalam.
Phalam patati. Okay. Idam phalam patati. Ime. Phale patataha. Etani phalani patanti.
Imani phalani patanti. That's also fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you. Natarajanji, vrikshaha.
Okay. I am vrikshaha palati. Imau vrikshau palataha. Ime vrikshaha palanti.
Ime vrikshaha palanti. Wonderful. Thank you. Nice. Ashtankaji, next one. Mukham.
Sure. So I think if I do this way, it seems like easy for me. Say, imam mukham, imam mukhe, imani mukani.
No, you so want to imam... say that, sure. No problem at all. But that is incorrect.
Okay.
It is not Imam, it is Idam.
Okay.
He's trying to get a cheat sheet.
Yeah, exactly. Idam Mukham. So Idam Mukham Lasati. Ime Mukhe Lasataha. Imani Mukhani Lasanti.
Wonderful. Thank you. Nandiniji, can you say now? I know you were a few minutes late, that's why I was waiting. But I'm hoping you got the pattern now. Go ahead.
I'll try. Balaha Patanti. Okay. Balaha Patati.
Good.
Balau Patati. सः बालाः पठन्ति.
Wonderful, that's it. So everyone got the what's plural here. Good. So there are a few exercises here. It's very, very simple, just like the way we did before. Please read all that. Okay? This is for you to do home. Just practice it. You don't have to write anything. Just say the sentences. That's more than enough. Good?
Ji.
Okay. Now, start this.
I have one general question. If I'm not sure, you know, even though I have two people there, and if I just take them as multiple, is that okay?
No, it's not okay. First and foremost, this is a different question. Anyways, no, if you have two people there, it's always Vivachanam, period. Okay, now you might have a question. Okay, I have a boy, girl, and also a girl. I have a Pumlinga and also a Strilinga. What happens?
Yeah, that's another one, yes.
Unfortunately, boy's rule here. It has to be Pumlinga.
That's a gender discrimination there.
I know. Very, very unfortunate. But yes. It's actually, if you have a Napumsakalinga there, he takes precedence. He or she takes precedence. So, yeah. First Napumsakalinga. Then Pumlinga. And then Strilinga.
Okay.
That's how it is. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Who wants to take the lead? Who wants to start reading?
I can start, Nandini.
Go ahead. Okay.
Dharma rakshitaha. Sakhe brahmadatta pashyatu idam ashram padam. Brahmadattaha. Tathang na pashyami. Pashyami nandami cha. Dharma rakshitaha. Ime ashram balaha.
That's it. Good. Thank you. Okay. So I'm hoping the conversation is clear so far. Dharma rakshitaha brahmadatta. Okay. Sakhe brahmadatta. Sakhe means my friend. Sakhe brahmadatta. So important things to notice. Okay. There are lot of things, you know, that we've seen in this little conversation. Please pay attention to everything. All the details. Sakhe brahmadatta. His name is Brahmadatta. Tasya nama Brahmadatta. But when addressing him, it's Brahmadatta, not Brahmadatta. Okay? Ramaha gachati. Hey Rama. So when I say hey Rama, Rama, I mean I'm addressing him. Okay? Sakhe means friend. Sakhe Brahmadatta. Pashyatu idam ashrama padam. Ashrama padam is ashrama sthalam. Sthanam. That's it. Idam ashrama padam. But you see, the word is pashyatu. And then a pashyatu here. You're seeing pashyati. Balakaha pashyati. Ramaha pashyati. Ramau pashyataha. Balakau pashyataha. Ramaha pashyanti. Balakaha pashyanti. But what is this tu here now? Pashyatu. Okay? When it ends with a tu like this, Ramaha pashyatu. Balakaha pashyatu. It means you're asking someone to see. If I say Balakaha Pashyati, it means Rama is seeing. Sahartaha. Okay? If I say Ramaha Pashyatu, it means Rama has to look or Rama please look. Depends on the tone. If my voice is very angry, I'm asking you please take it. No, if not, if my voice is really very angry, I'm like ordering him. Pashyatu. If I say Rama Pashyatu, Ramaha Pashyatu, Rama please take a look. Okay? Similarly with gachati, gachatu. Pibati, pibatu. Nrityati, nrityatu. It will end with tu. That's it. That's the only difference.
And I think Shrunu want to do it. Do the action, is it? When end with a tu, then when you end with a tu, it means asking someone to do that action.
That is correct, yes. Yes.
And I think in Gita, Shrunu's listen.
Shrunu, right? Tu. Wonderful, yes. That's what it is.
Sir, yes. I have a question here, sir. Pashyatu is Prathama Purusha Ekavachanam, is it not, sir?
That is correct, yes.
When two people are talking, it should be Madhyama Purusha, is it not? Pashya, is it not?
Not really, no. It depends upon how you are actually addressing him. It doesn't have to be Madhyama Purusha at all. If I say Bhavan, right, it's always Pashyatu only.
Bhavan Pashyati is acceptable. But yeah. when Brahmadatta and Dharma Rakshita are speaking, when they are in direct conversation, is it not just Madhya Purusha Pashya?
Ideally, yes.
Yes, sir.
Ideally, yes, sir. That you are very, very, very correct. But in here, I'm working in the context of Bhavan here. I didn't want to confuse everyone yet.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Okay, yes, you are correct. Yes.
Okay. So for this week, it is Pashyatu.
Not for this week. At least for the next few weeks, it will be Pashyatu. Okay. The problem is, you know, there's a lot of, you need to memorize a lot of words in the first level. Once you memorize those words, right, everything will just fall in place. It's just beautiful. But that first stage, you know, to memorize all that takes some effort, a good 3 or 4 months. From then on, it's going to be a cakewalk. Don't worry. Okay. Pashyatu idam ashrama padam. Katham na pashyami. Katham means how. The word katham actually means how. Katham na pashyami. What does this sentence mean? Anyone? Any guesses?
How to look?
Unable to see.
How?
Unable to see, right? Oh, how to...
So he's saying he to see, but we have to see. I mean...
Why
don't I see?
Why do you think I'm not seeing? Katham na pashyami? Pashyami eva. It's an expression. So, katham na pashyami. I'm seeing, of course I'm seeing.
Of course I see. Okay. Katham na pashyami.
Like in, I don't know in Hindi, please, like, someone translate this into Hindi. Like if I say, Induk Shuddha Nedu, I'm seeing, of course I'm seeing. Katham na pashyami?
Kyo na dekhu?
Kyo na dekhu, that's right.
There you go. Okay, katham na pashyami? Pashyami nandami cha. Pashyami nandati nandami. Nandami means anandam anubhavami. Pashyami nandami cha. Cha means end. Pashyami nandami cha. Good so far?
Sir, I didn't get that nandami. I didn't understand what is
nandati. Nandati means anandam. Anandam anubhavami. I'm happy. Nandami, I'm happy.
I'm happy and seeing. Right?
I'm seeing and I'm happy.
I'm happy, yeah.
Shekhati nanda. Nanda, does it mean sun?
No. In here, no.
Like Nanda,
that is different. Yes. Nandati, Nanda, that is different. This is different.
Okay.
Gokula Nandaha, you are going on those lines, right?
Yes.
But there it means sun, yes. But it's the Kriyapadam here. That is a noun. This is a verb.
Okay.
So it means, how wouldn't I see? I'm seeing and I'm happy.
Yes. Yes. So, saha pashyati, balakaha pashyati, ramaha gachyati, but aham, pashyami, nandami, gachyami, so on and so forth. Good so far?
Yes, so this cha, can it be in between or it has to
be? No, it has to be at the end.
Always at the end.
Yes.
It has to be at the end of the words.
In Laukika Prayoga, it's always at the end. But if you see like Ramayana and stuff, right, you see it everywhere. But
yeah,
usually,
even in Chamakam also, you see everywhere.
Say it every word, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yes, that's what I'm saying. That's what mean end, something like that.
So that means we can put it in between.
If you think you're a Vedic scholar, sure. But usually, no, we put it to the end.
So I have a question. The cha, is that something the writer has introduced, or is that the speaker is saying?
The speaker is saying. Pashyami nandami cha.
Okay.
Okay. Good so far? Dharma rakshita vatati. Ime ashrama balaha. Ete balaha. Atra santi te ashrama balaha. Ete ashrama balaha. Nama sishyaha iti. Artaha tatra. Okay. Good so far?
Good.
So these are the boys or something.
Ashrama kids, yeah.
Ashrama students, something. Try to understand the sentences as much as you can without translating. Okay, if you have questions, I'll you know, clear them, but try to understand the gist of what they're actually trying to say. That is the whole point. It's going to be really very difficult if you try to translate every word. It's going to be a nightmare moving forward. Okay, try to understand what they're saying. If the sentence doesn't make any sense, I'll help you out there. Okay, next, Anjuji. Pathatu, Anjuji, pathatu. Okay, pathatu.
Pathatu. Sorry, Shekharji, what am I supposed to do?
Yes, pathatu. Pathatu, I'm asking you to read, so like pashyatu here in the first line. Pathatu.
Probably she may be noting down pathatu.
I'm asking you to read, pathatu.
Okay. Pathatu, okay, pathatu.
Brahmadatta, सत्यम् इमे आश्रम बालाः अहो प्रियम् एतेषा दर्शनम् विन्यः मथुराः च स्वभावः पश्यतु कथम् एते क्रीडन्ते एकः दावते अप्रः अनुदावते एकः पतति अप्रे हसन्ति एषः चलति सः तिष्ठति इयं ब्रह्मति ते गायन्ति ते बालकाः सततः इतस्ततः धावन्ति इदम् अतिसुन्दरं दर्शनम्
आम् सत्यम् आम् नाम सर्वे जानन्ति ऐ एम् नाट् एक्स्प्लेनिङ्ग् दट् आम् सत्यम् इमे आश्रमबालाः अहो एक्स्प्रेशन् अहो प्रियम् एतेषां दर्शनम् दर्शनं मीन्स् सैट् दर्शनं सैट् एतेषां दर्शनं ओके मधुरः विनयः मधुरः च दर्शनं दर्शनेन विनयः मधुरः च तेषां दर्शनं स्वभावः अपि तथैव तेषां विनयः मधुरः च ऐम् सारि ऐ कन्फ्यूस् यु विनयः मधुरः च स्वभावः आश्रमबालानां स्वभावः विनयः तथैव मधुरः च पश्यतु कथम् एते क्रीडन्ति एते नाम के बालाः एते आश्रमबालाः कथं नाम हौ कथं क्रीडन्ति पश्यतु पश्यतु नाम हूम् इस् आस्किङ्ग् नौ ब्रह्मदत्ते धर्मरक्षितः पश्यतु धर्मरक्षितः कथम् एते बालाः क्रीडन्ति एकः धावति अपरः नाम अनदर् अपरः अनुधावति लैक् चोरः धावति आरक्षकः पोलीस् अनुधावति ओके एकः पतति अपरः एकवचनम् अपरे बहुवचनं लैक् लैक् अयम् इमे अपरः एकवचनं अपरे बहुवचनं अपरे हसन्ति एकः पतति अपरे हसन्ति एषः चलति सः तिष्ठति इयं भ्रमति अत्र पश्यन्तु इयं भ्रमति अस्ति इयं भ्रमति इत्यनेन कः अर्थः तत्र बालिका अपि अस्ति इति अर्थः अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् दट् ओके दो ऐ सेड् आश्रमबालाः देर् ओके I have to say I am Bhramati, right? If all were boys. But no, there's a girl there as well. I am Bhramati. In the original text, it was I am only. I interested I am here. Don't worry. I am Bhramati. Te gayanti. Te balaha gayanti. Te balakaha itastataha. Itastataha dhavanti. Itastataha means like they move to and fro. Itastataha.
Itastataha.
Two and four. ते बालकाः इतस्ततः धावन्ति इदम् अतिसुन्दरं दर्शनम्
लुक्स् ब्यूटिफुल्
अतिसुन्दरं दर्शनम्
वन् क्वश्चन् महोदय दिस् पेराग्राफ् हेस् यूस्ड् द पीरियड् एज़् अ end of the sentence and the rest of
them. Because I use a different keyboard on my Windows, that's it.
Multiple lines. That is confusing.
No. See, in here, there are a few. Okay, so this is probably going to be confusing because, yeah, that's it. Okay. On my Mac, I had a different keyboard. Here, I have a different keyboard. That's it.
Shekharji, I didn't get the difference between the Dhavati and Anudhavati. Can you explain?
Dhavati and Anudhavati. Choraha Dhavati. Yes.
Sorry?
Choraha Dhavati. Okay. Arakshakaha, policeman, Anudhavati.
Following him.
Okay.
So one is running and another one is following him. Something like that.
Yes.
Shekharji, could you explain what is Etesham?
Wonderful. I was waiting for that question. Okay. Etesham. Like, for example, Eshaha Balakaha. Okay. Eshaha Ramaha. Etasya Nama Ramaha. That is clear, right? Eshaha Ramaha. Etasya Nama Ramaha. There's no question there, right?
Yes.
Clear. Eshaha Ramaha, Eshaha Krishnaha, Eshaha Shyamaha, Ete Bharatiyaha. Ete Bharatiyaha. Eshaha Ramaha, Eshaha Krishnaha, Eshaha Shyamaha, Ete Balakaha Bharatiyaha. So far clear?
Yes, clear.
Huh? देशः भारतदेशः.
Repeat it again. एतेषाः.
एतेषां देशः भारतदेशः.
They are Indians. Their country is India.
देरिति अर्थः. एतस्य एकवचनम्. एतेषां बहुवचनम्. एतेषां देशः भारतदेशः. एतेषां धर्मः सनातनधर्मः. एते कौरवाः. एतेषां पिता धृतराष्ट्रः. एते पाण्डवाः. एतेषां पिता पाण्डुः. इस् इस् क्लियर्?
दिस् इस् षष्ठी.
षष्ठी बहुवचनम् इस् एतेषाम्. एतः एषः एतेषाम्.
हौ ऐम् सारी, हौ अबौट् फार् द द्विवचनम्?
विल् गेट् देर्, विल् गेट् देर्, डोण्ट् वरि, विल् गेट् देर्. इफ् यु ऐ जस्ट् केण्ट् हाव् ओन्लि सिङ्ग्युलर् रैट् इन् एव्रि सेण्टेन्स्, सो ऐ हाव् टु यूस् सम् अदर् विभक्तिस् अस् वेल्. ऐ चेञ्ज् अ लाट् आफ् वर्ड्स् इन् दिस् स्टोरि to meet your needs. Okay. So I just couldn't skip Etesham there. Okay. Etesham Darshanam. You understand what Etesham actually means now?
Yeah.
Tasya Darshanam, Etesham Darshanam Priyam. Clear?
Etesham.
Okay, if you understand, you have to say yes, or else say no.
So let me clear it, Shekharji. Quick question, I think. So, Etasya Pandavaha.
Ete Pandavaha.
Ete Pandavaha. And then how do you use Etasya?
Etasya, when it's only singular, I have to say. Ete Pandavaha. Etasya Nama Arjunaha.
Oh, yeah. Etasya. Etasham Pita Pandavaja.
Panduhu. सिमिलर्लि एतेषां दर्शनं, केषां दर्शनं? आश्रमबालकानां दर्शनं प्रियम्. ऐम् सारि, ऐ डोण्ट् नो हू हास् द क्वश्चन्, बट् इस् इस् क्लियर्?
Shekharji, one question. Immediately after Darshanam, there is something called Vinayaha Mathuraha Cha Bhavaha.
Okay. So Vinayaha Mathuraha Cha. Okay.
Means okay. Their nature is humble and sweet.
Satyam. Svabhavaha. Svabhavaha nama, yeah.
Nature, right.
Personality, character.
Mathura
personality,
means... Yeah.
Mathura,
sweet.
Vinayaha.
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 Okay, got it.
Vinayaha is hearing, is it?
Humble.
Humble. Oh, Vinayaha is humble. Okay.
Vinayaha madhuraha cha. Etesham svabhavaha. Etesham balakanam svabhavaha. Vinayaha madhuraha cha.
So the next one is Pashyatu katham ete kridanti. Pashyatu means sight, seeing. Katham.
No. Pashyatu. What does it mean?
See.
Look.
Asking someone to see.
You're asking someone to see. Yes, look.
Yeah. Yes. Pashyatu. Katham means speak. What is katham?
No. How?
Katham. How? Katham.
How? Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Got it.
Okay.
So one word, this swabhavaha is a verb, isn't it?
No.
It's a personality.
It's a noun, swabhavaha.
Yeah,
so that, because that it's a noun, you can say, I am swabhavaha, imam swabhavau, whether it's possible or not. Grammatically it is correct.
So there's no verb in that sentence, isn't it?
There's no verb in the sentence, no.
Wow, that's one. Without a verb, there is a sentence there. Wow.
Yeah. If there is no verb in a sentence, by default, it means asti.
Okay.
But it's not a good practice to say asti, asti, asti everywhere.
Yeah, of course. Not.
Yeah, that's right. So, okay. Shepiji, what katham means, you said how. Then how it makes sense there? The how?
Because in Sanskritam, the order of the word doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's right. But. So, what exactly is that Pashyatu Katam Ete Kvedanti?
Pashyatu, look how they are playing. Look how they are playing.
Okay. Look how they are playing. Okay.
Ekaha Dhavati, Aparaha Anudhavati, Ekaha Patati, Apare Hasanti, Eshaha Chalati, Saha Tishtati, Iyam Brahmati, Te Gayanti, Te Balakaha Itastataha Dhavanti. Idam. Atisundaram darshanam.
That looks like a rhyme.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Customized for us.
Okay. Next.
No, I think I
got it. Yeah. Natarajan, can you read the next one?
Okay.
Start from here.
Dharma rakshita. Dharma rakshita. Jigratu. Devadatta, Katam ayam homagantaha, sarvataha, adrachati, udgachati, udgachati, mayuraha, mrutyanti, harinaha,
Niruddvegaha
apashyanti. Te shukaha
vihangamaha
hujanti.
Hujanti. So jighratu devadatta katham ayam homagandha sarvataha udgachati mayuraha nrityanti harinah anuridvegaah pashyanti te shukaah vihangamaah kujanti. Okay, jighratu, the new verb jighrati is to smell. Jighratu, you're asking someone. Jighratu devadatta katham.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, can you zoom your screen a little bit?
What is it? I'm sorry.
Can you
zoom
out? Oh, okay, hang on. Let's do this one. Any better now?
Yes. Vihangamana udgacchati.
Any better now?
Yeah.
Okay, you should have asked me long ago. Sorry, okay, I didn't realize that. Jighratu devadatta katham ayam homagandaha. Homagandaha is clear, I hope. Homagandha. So
what is Homagandha?
Ashtama, you do the homam, right?
Oh, that's Homagandha.
Homagandha. Yeah.
Okay.
Homagandha. सर्वतः सर्वतः नाम आल् सैड्स् इति अर्थः आन् आल् डैरेक्षन्स् आल् सैड्स् उद्गच्छति इट्स् पासिङ्ग् उद्गच्छति नाम इट्स् गोयिङ्ग् टु आल् सैड्स् वाट् इस् इट् मीन् उद्गच्छति स्प्रेड्डिङ्ग् इति अर्थः अस्मिन् यस् उद्गच्छति मीन्स् टु रैस् आक्चुलि ओके इट् मीन्स् टु स्प्रेड् हियर् कथम् अयं होमगन्धः सर्वतः उद्गच्छति जिघ्राति
सोरि शेखजि ओके फैन् एनिवे यु आर् स्टार्टिङ्ग् फ्रम् द बिगिनिङ्ग् ओके बिकास् ऐ हेव् अ क्वश्चन् अबौट् सर्वतः ऐ विल् कम् टु दट् वेन् यु कम् देयर्
ओके जिघ्रातु जिघ्राति इस् द वर्ब् सः जिघ्राति ओके जिघ्रातु जिघ्रातु देवदत्त रास्किङ्ग् धर्मरक्षितः नो विद् आस्किङ्ग् देवदत्त जिघ्रातु देवदत्त कथम् अयम् अयं नाम एषः होमगन्धः कथम् अयं होमगन्धः सर्वतः सर्वतः नाम एब्जेक्ट् अत्र अव्ययमस्ति ओके अव्ययं मीन्स् इट् डज़न्ट् चेञ्ज् द फार्म् इट्स् आल्वेस् सर्वतः एकवचनं बहुवचनं इट् जस्ट् डज़न्ट् म्याटर् सर्वतः मीन्स् सर्वतः आल् द टैम्स् द रू द फार्म् आफ़् दट् वर्ब् डज़न्ट् चेञ्ज् लैक् फार् एक्साम्पल् उद्गच्छति इस् अ वर्ब् रैट् इन् द्विवचनम् इट् बिकम्स् उद्गच्छतः बहुवचनम् उद्गच्छन्ति बट् द वर्ड् सर्वतः इस् इण्डिपेण्डेण्ट् आफ़् आल् दिस् वेदर् इट् इस् सिङ्गुलर् द्विवचनं बहुवचनं डज़न्ट् म्याटर् द वर्ड् सर्वतः इस् आल्वेस् सर्वतः लैक् अत्र तत्र सर्वतः डज़न्ट् चेञ्ज् अट् आल् इट्स् आल्वेस् सर्वतः सो अयं होमगन्धः सर्वतः उद्गच्छति सो होमगन्धः इस् द स्प्रेडिङ्ग् रैट् सो होमगन्धः उद्गच्छति कुत्र सर्वत्र अथवा सर्वत्र
Yeah, that's what I want to ask.
Sarvataha is also fine.
Okay, so sarvatra and sarvataha means the same, right?
Yes.
I can use sarvatra also here. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So it is spreading everywhere. Okay.
Nah, sarvataha usually means in all directions.
In all directions, yeah.
Sarvatra means everywhere. Sarvataha means in all sides.
Okay.
Okay. Mayuraha nrityanti, that is clear.
Yeah,
Harinaha clear. निरुद्वेगाः उद्वेगः मीन्स् वाट् निरुद्वेगाः डिवैड् आफ् दट् हरिणाः निरुद्वेगाः पश्यन्ति सो वाट् इट् मीन् वेरि काम् वेरि पीस्फुल् इति अर्थः हरिणाः निरुद्वेगाः पश्यन्ति ते शुकाः विहङ्गमाः वि डिस्कस्ड् वि रेड् दिस् वर्ड् लास्ट् वीक् वाट् इस् विहङ्गमा मीन् ते शुकाः विहङ्गमाः कूजन्ति ओके सो वेन् ऐ से ते शुकाः विहङ्गमाः इट् प्राबब्लि मीन्स् इट्स् आन् द काण्टेक्स्ट् हियर् बट् ऐ एम् होपिङ्ग् इफ् ऐ रीड् दिस् स्टोरि ऐ एम् थिङ्किङ्ग् दट् यु नो दे आर् आक्चुलि लैक् फ्लैङ्ग् इन् दे आर् नाट् लैक् सिटिङ्ग् आन् अ ट्री आर् एनिवेर् लैक् फ्लैङ्ग् वेन् इस् विहङ्गमाः ते शुकाः विहङ्गमाः कूजन्ति ओके सो फार् गुड्
सारी वाट् इस् कूजन्ति सिङ्गिङ्ग् इस् इट्
मेकिङ्ग् सौण्ड् हौ एवर् यु वान् काल् इट्
फ्लैङ्ग् अण्ड् सिङ्गिङ्ग् नाट् सिङ्गिङ्ग् अण्ड् सिङ्गिङ्ग् ओके
या विहङ्गमाः सो फार् गुड्
शेखर्जि सारी ऐ एम् जस्ट् गोयिङ्ग् बेक् वाट् इस् जिग्रातु मीन्स्
एनिवन्
Smell.
What is, to smell. You're asking someone to smell, yes.
Okay. Smell. Okay.
Okay. So far, good?
Yeah.
Yeah. Next, Nandini ji, do you want to read this one?
I'm sorry, just one question, Shekhar ji, before. The word Gandaha means the smell of the Homa,
yes.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Shall I read now?
Go ahead, please.
Brahmadattaha Itaha api iam taruvichi ullasati Vinjati ete madhulolupaha
Okay, itaha. Itaha means from here. Iti artaha. Itaha. Itaha gacchati. Okay? Itaha. Itaha means from here. Don't, you should not say atrataha. Atra means here. So you should never say atrataha from here. Itaha means from here. Itaha api, api means and. Itaha api, also. Not and, but also. Itaha api, iyam, taruvithi, taruvithi, taruhu means
tree.
Vithi means street. Taruvithi, so you should know the meaning by now. Taruvithi, ullasati. Ullasati means?
Happy. I mean, it's making you laughing.
Yes. Laughing.
Ullasati. Gunjanti, gunjati. Ekavachanam, gunjati. Gunjati means buzz, zzz, the buzz sound that you get. Gunjati.
The beach makes sound. Okay.
Madhulolupaha. Madhulolupaha ete gunjanti.
Gunjati. That makes sense. Yeah, that's right. Okay. Bees and buzzing. Okay.
Now, gunjati. Since you said a lot here, Raviji, you are supposed to answer.
That's a big one. Man.
Gunjanti ete madhulolupaha. Ekavacham for that sentence.
Gunjanti eti madhulolupaha. Madhulolupa is a singular, right? Madhulolupa.
That's okay. Understand this sentence. That is why I asked. Okay.
Okay.
Look at the word ete here. And then look at the word gunjanti here. And this one here. Gunjanti is bahuvachanam. So ete also has to be bahuvachanam. If ete is bahuvachanam, is this a pumlinga word or a strilinga word?
Pumlinga.
Pumlinga word. Pumlinga word. Okay, now say the sentence.
You mean in singular word?
Singular sentence, yes, yes.
Yeah. Singular word. Etaha.
No. Ete singular? Anyone?
Eshaha.
Eshaha. Eshaha gunjanti. Eshaha madhulolupa gunjanti.
Gunjati.
Gunjati.
Gunjati. Okay. Like I said, like always say, the order of the words doesn't matter in Sanskrit. Gunjanti eshaha madhulolupaha. It's also correct.
Okay, okay, okay.
I'm sorry, what is madhulolupaha? I didn't get that.
B.
B. Honey,
B is called madhulolupaha.
Madhulolupaha, Kamaha, Dvirephaha, lot of words. Okay. Question?
Yeah, Shekharji, the Taruvithi I didn't listen, I didn't hear properly.
Can anyone explain Taruvithi?
Taruvithi is like avenue, a street of trees.
Ah, good. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
Taru is trees.
Taru is tree.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. Long street. Yeah. Thank you. Wonderful. Thank you. Good. See, when someone else answers right, you know, it brings me some confidence. I know that you're understanding, so that's why I asked.
No, it's not like that. I think if we explain, they will understand quickly, because that level of understanding is same, right?
Yeah, we are all at the same level, actually.
So that's helpful, actually. Thank you. Okay. Shankarji, can you read the next one?
Yeah. Dharma Rakshitaha, Brahmadatta, Atra Api, Avalokayatu, Ete, Paribrahmanti Shishyaha, स्वल्पं खादन्ति यावत् अतिथिः न भक्ष्यति
भक्षयति
तावत् एते न भक्ष्यन्ति.
Sorry, this is tavat, not tavat. Okay, I didn't realize that until you read. Okay, tavat.
Tavat.
Etena bhakshayanti.
Bhakshayanti.
Brahmadatta.
Difficult words there.
Okay, these are all not difficult. Okay, maybe you know, I see where you're coming from. These are all the words that we use on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, yeah,
I just don't want you to, everyone actually, I just don't want you guys to actually say sentences like, Saha patati, balakaha gachati, esha rodati. No. Because that's not how you talk, right? Yeah.
That is true.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, so that's the whole point in actually doing all this. You know, you see how the words are actually constructed, how the sentences are actually constructed. That's the whole point. Okay. Okay. Atra api avalokayatu. Atra api. What does atra mean?
Here.
Here.
Yeah. So atra api. Ah, अत्रापि अवलोकयतु, अवलोकयतु नाम पश्यतु, सः एव अर्थः. ओके, मे बि अ लिटिल् मोर् इट् मे बि इन् द काण्टेक्स्ट् ऐ अब्सर्व् इत्यस्मिन् अर्थे प्रायः स्यात्. अब्सर्व् नाट् जस्ट् सी और् लुक्, अब्सर्व् मे बि पे सम् अटेन्शन् कैण्ड् थिङ्ग्, अवलोकयतु. अत्रापि अवलोकयतु, एते परिभ्रमन्ति शिष्याः, भूमिः परिभ्रमति, भूमिः परिभ्रमति, भूमिः परिभ्रमति. वाट् इस् इट् मीन् परिभ्रमति? स्पिन् रिवाल्व् इति, लैक् इट्स् गोयिङ्ग् इन् सर्कल् इति अर्थः. अत्र शिष्याः परिभ्रमन्ति, शिष्याः परिभ्रमन्ति, एकवचने शिष्यः परिभ्रमति, एषः शिष्यः परिभ्रमति, बहुवचने एते शिष्याः परिभ्रमन्ति. द्विवचनं प्लीस्.
एतौ शिष्यौ परिभ्रमतः,
परिभ्रमतः, परिभ्रमतः. वण्डर्फुल्, वण्डर्फुल्. एते शिष्याः शिष्टाचारसम्पन्नाः, शिष्टाचारसम्पन्नाः. शिष्टाचारं नाम यु नो वाट् शिष्टाचारम् इस् रैट्? शिष्टाचारं या वाट् एवर् द आश्रमधर्म एक्चुलि डिमाण्ड्स् रैट्, लैक् फार् दि ब्रह्मचार आश्रमधर्म, वाट् एवर् द डिमाण्ड्स् रैट्, दे पोसेस् आल् दोस् क्वालिटीस्. सम्पन्नः मीन्स् पोसेस्, they possess all those qualities. Shishtachara sampannaha ete. Okay, dharma sampannaha, dhana sampannaha. Okay, Bill Gates dhana sampannaha,
yeah, wealthy. Is it a verb?
Sampannaha is a verb, is it?
No, no, look at this. That's why they see ete shishyaha dhana sampanna. If it is a verb, you should see gachati, eti in the end, or gachanti, oh, or gachami. Okay. You're not seeing any of those, right?
Okay.
So it's not a verb.
Okay.
Ete bahuvachanam. Sishye, sishyaha bahuvachanam. Shishtachara sampannaha is also bahuvachanam. Balik balakaha shishtachara sampannaha. Okay. There's no verb here.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Ete sishyaha shishtachara sampannaha. Atra ete nama ete balake athava ete sishye asishyaha kshamatam. Ete balakaha or ete sishyaha. एते अतिथीन् पूजयन्ति. अतिथिः इस् गेस्ट्. ओके, वै इस् दिस् अतिथीन्? विल् डिस्कस् त्री वीक्स् फ्रम् नौ, बट् डोण्ट् वरि अबौट् इट्. जस्ट् से, जस्ट् अस्यूम् दट् यू नो एते अतिथीन् पूजयन्ति. वाट् डस् दट् मीन्? नाट् जस्ट् प्रेयिङ्ग्, रेस्पेक्ट् इति अर्थः अत्र. ओके, लैक् वेन् द अतिथि कम्स् टु द आश्रम, रैट्, दे डू अ लाट् आफ़् सत्कार फस्ट्. So that's what it means here, not literally worship.
Okay.
Okay, atithi satkarah is what it means here. Atra ete atithin pujayanti. Svalpam nama little iti artha. Svalpam khadanti. Svalpam.
They're eating little?
Khadanti.
So what is svalpam?
Svalpam is svalpam. Little, very little.
Small.
Sorry?
Small, small quantity.
Small little. Quantity, okay, okay.
So they are eating only small quantity?
Hmm.
Hmm.
They don't eat like us, right? Like 8, 12, 14. They try to eat very minimal. So, yeah. Svalpam khadanti. Yavat atithihi na bhakshayati. Nama khadati. Bhakshayati means khadati. Yavat atithihi na bhakshayati. Tavat ete na bhakshyanti.
These guests don't eat more.
Not just if, as long. Iti artha.
So what did that last one mean? Last sentence, is it Shikaji? Yavat
atithihi na bhakshayati tavat
ete na bhakshyanti.
Hmm. So atithi is Sri Lanka. Is that right?
No, atithi is Pumlinga.
Okay. Ete. Okay, I think I confused with the ete. Okay. bahuvachanam for okay
yeah yavat means as long as atithihi na khadati tavat
Oh, okay. So as long as the guests are not eaten, the kids also don't eat.
Tavat.
Okay. Yavat means as long as. Okay, that's right. Okay. Yeah, as long as.
Okay, so tavat is something like until then, is it? Yavat is as long as, and tavat is until then.
Yes, satyam. Tavat etena bhakshayanti.
That's a good one.
Okay.
Yes,
so far?
Yes.
And Brahmadatta says, Api Satyamidam?
Yeah, that is true. That is true. That's what he said.
Api Satyamidam. Usually, when Api starts in the beginning of the sentence, it's a question.
Oh, like, okay. Because generally, it means also.
Is it true?
Is this true? Is it? Oh, is it so? That expression. Nizama in Telugu.
Yeah.
However it is in Hindi.
Sachi?
Sachme. Sachme.
Maybe ye sachme kya kind thing, okay? Api satyam idam. Okay? What's over? Dharma Rakshitaha says. Rangaji, do you want to read the last sentences?
Yes. Dharma Rakshitaha. Kim... Asatyam Katayami. Kim Asatyam Katayami. Ramadataha Pashyatu Tatra Vana Prastaha Santi. Te Dhyanam Kurvanti.
Wonderful. Okay. Kim Asatyam Katayami. Katayami means Vadati. Katayati va Katayati. Vadati iti artha, same meaning. Okay, kim asatyam katayami? Okay. Pashyato tatra vanaprastaha. Like vanaprastaha, like brahmachari gruhastaha, vanaprastaha, sannyasi, like the four stages, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So vanaprastaha santi, te dhyanam kurvanti. Saha dhyanam karoti, ekavachanam, te dhyanam kurvanti, bahuvachanam. Okay.
Pashyatu, pashyatu means to
look.
Okay. Everybody. Okay.
Like in Namakam, we say namo, right?
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. And usually, what is katayami means? What you said?
Vadami iti artha. Vadami. Like sahavadati, aham vadami. Vadati means
speaking.
Aham vadami, aham kathayami, aham kim asatyam kathayami.
Oh, okay, you think I'm talking, whatever it is, yeah, that's right, okay.
Yeah.
You think asatyam. I'm not speaking truth, okay.
Yes, kim asatyam kathayami aham. Good?
Yeah, so
far. Okay, and what does santi mean?
Wonderful question. Balakaha asti, balakaha santi, bahuvachanam.
Okay. Okay, and kurvanti means?
Like I said, saha karoti, te kurvanti. I am karoti, ime kurvanti.
Doing, not something. Yeah.
Okay, so for karoti, the terms and conditions don't apply for karoti, right?
By next week, I'll prepare a chart. I shared an Excel sheet, right? I'll prepare a chart there. I'll group all the kriyapadas in a certain way that it's going to be very easy for you to identify when it will become okay. Kurvanti and when it's going to be Dhavanti kind of thing.
Okay.
I'll do all that. Okay. Like, look at all the words until now. Gachati, Pibhati, Mlayati, Nrityati. Okay? But look at the word Karoti. There is O there, right? Karoti.
Okay.
It is not like Karati. Karoti. So hence the difference. So to know this difference, you need to look at the patterns first. If it is like dhavati, pibati, pibati, gachati, pashyati, they all fall under one category. Karoti, there is an O sound there. That comes in a different category. We'll look at all that later.
Okay, fine, sure.
But for the most part, you know, like gachati, gachanti, that is the pattern.
Okay.
So okay. You said santi means all, right?
Asti santi. Asti bahu ekavachanam. Santi bahuvachanam.
Bahuvachanam.
Okay. Now, read the sentences. Try to understand what it means. Don't translate every word, please. Okay. If you have a question, I'll let you know. I'll answer your question. But just read the sentences. Raviji, can you start, please?
Mama amba pachati.
Atta
pita pashyati. Tasya shikshakah puchyati.
Puchyati.
Yeah, puchyati. Ayam sevakah tishtati. Sa bhikshakah utati.
Atati.
Atati. Atati.
First and foremost, saha bhikshukah.
Bhikshukah. Atati.
Hang on. Up until here, do you have any questions?
Yeah, I don't know what is pachati.
Cooking.
Cooking. Wonderful.
Okay. And atra pishta. Puchati, you had given, but I forgot.
Puchati means teaching.
No. Puchati means?
Puchati is asking.
Asking.
Wonderful.
Tasya shikshakah puchati. Okay. Ayam sevakah tishtati.
What is atati?
Bhramati.
Bhramati,
atati, all mean the same.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Bhikshaka, revolving around. Okay. Atati.
Okay. Natarajanji, can you read the next file?
Yeah. My screen is not refreshing yet. It's still at Saha Bhikshukah only.
Really?
Mine is getting refreshed. I'm okay.
Yeah, maybe you can go ahead then, because it's still slow for me.
Sanjayji, go ahead, read.
Shivasya sutaha hasati latayaha bala likhati.
Sorry, my bad. Latay. This should be latayaha. Go ahead.
Okay. Sa ganga vahati iyam aja charate.
Okay.
What is that? Sa ganga or gandha?
Ganga vahati. Ganga is flowing or
Sa ganga vahati.
Vahati.
Iyam aja charati.
Charati.
So far good?
Yeah.
What is charati?
Doming again. That's it's a roaming around. Yeah.
Grazing.
Sahada, yes.
Right. Grazing.
Okay. The goat is grazing, is it?
Grazing, yes. We should never say
sorry. Chekhaji, one sec. What is the Shivasya Sutaha? What is
Sutaha? Sutaha nama Putraha.
Putraha. Okay.
Charati is also walking, isn't it?
Yes, that's also there. Yes.
Okay.
So, everyone please understand that the reason I'm not using the word putraha over and over again is, you know, you will not know the other words. Okay.
Yeah.
So, like even here in bhakshayati, I could have just said khadati there, but that's not my intention. I'm trying to introduce as many words as I can. How much you'll capture is a different story, but I'm trying to give you a lot of words.
Variety.
Okay. So that's why Shravana Ganesha is called Uma Sutan, is it? Because of Sutaha is sun.
Sutaha is sun, yes.
Yeah, yes. That's why Ganesha or Shravana is called Uma Sutta.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sir, is there any difference between the words bhakshyati and bhakshayati, or are they same?
Bhakshyati and bhakshayati, va? Where do you think the difference is, or why do you think the difference is? I'd like to know where you are coming from.
I'm asking, I have come across both the forms, that's what I'm asking. Bhakshyati.
Bhakshyati, okay. So there's two ways there, okay. As long as I haven't heard the word bhakshyati, I've only seen bhakshayati.
Okay.
Bhakshyati means to eat.
Okay.
Okay, bhakshayati means to eat. Bhakshyati, I personally haven't seen it.
Okay.
Bhakshyam, there is definitely bhakshyam. And is there a bhakshyati? I don't know, honestly.
Okay.
Bhaksham is definitely food. anything that you eat is called bhakshyam. But so I only see bhakshayati.
Bhakshati is not, I thought it is to eat. Bhakshati.
Bhakshyati, va?
I thought, bhakshayati, so there is no bhakshati there. No bhakshati?
No, no bhakshati as far as I know. I have only seen bhakshayati.
Bhakshayati, okay. Mm.
Is there a bhakshyati as well? Hang on, let me try to see. If there is a bhakshyati, there can only mean one thing there. So there is bhakshyati, not bhakshyati. Bhakshyati, there is bhakshyati, yes.
Yeah, that's what I was...
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I was confused actually. Yes, there is bhakshyati for sure, yes.
Okay.
What is that? Bhakshyati means?
Bhakshyati mean also, mean all, also means to eat.
Eat.
Okay.
So the bhakshyati
Bhakshati. Okay. So he. Okay. So this is a little. Okay. So bhakshati is to eat.
Eat. Okay.
Okay. Bhakshayati can mean to eat or to make someone else eat.
Oh. Okay. I see.
Basically to feed someone.
Yes. To feed.
Bhakshati. Bhakshati.
Okay.
It's causal, nijantam.
Causal, yes, nijantam, yes.
Thank you.
I thought you kept saying bhakshyati all along. Did you say bhakshyati or bhakshyati?
Bhakshyati, I'll check, sir. I'll let you know.
I thought bhakshyati. There's definitely bhakshyati, but there's no bhakshyati. Bhakshyati. Hang on.
Is it a future tense, Ingrid?
Bhakshyati. No, it can be. Hang on. So I was. There's this one here. Bhakshyati.
Okay.
Yeah. Bhakshyati. Yeah.
That we have. Yes.
Bhakshyati. Bhakshyati. The lut form is it?
Oh, the lut form. You're asking about the lut form there. There.
No. Is it possible to be what I'm asking?
No. It's bhakshishyati there.
Oh, okay.
It should be bhakshishyati. Like gachyati, gamishyati, right? It should be bhakshishyati. Okay. Yeah, it can be this one.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Sorry for diverting.
Oh, no worries. Okay. The next one. Can... Natarajan, can you read now?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I can see the three lines first now. Hopefully, okay, it comes later. Sa sandhya bhavati. Yam icchati. Tat pushpam vikasati. Pappalam patati. Nayanam spurati. Tatra jalam sravati. That's all I can see so far.
Okay, good. That's all we have as well. Don't worry. Okay. So, one thing, you keep saying palam instead of phalam.
Oh, phalam.
Okay. The only difference is palam, if you just say, hang on.
It means meat, right?
Yeah. That's it. Okay, you got it. Yeah. Palam means meat. Phalam means fruit. That's it.
Okay.
Any questions here so far?
Wow, it makes that much a difference.
Yeah.
Meat versus fruit.
What is sravati?
Need to be very careful.
Sravati means leak.
Leak. Okay.
Leak.
Okay.
Like ooze, leak, something.
Tatra jalam sravati.
Shekharji, the first line, does it mean, the evening is coming,
it's
getting dark?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what it means. Okay, so we have all these sentences here, right? So try to say these sentences in Bahuvachanam.
Okay.
Whether they make sense or not, which is a different story. You cannot say Mama Ambaha Pachanti, but that's fine, just say the sentence. Okay, that's just to practice the Bahuvachanam forms, that's it. Okay. Just say Mama Ambaha Pachanti and you know think that you know you're Shanmukha or Subramanya. He has Shadmatakas, right? So that's fine. Okay. Atra Pita Pashyati. Athava Tasya Pita Pashyati. Just keep changing the sentences, that's fine. Tasya Sikshakaha Pruchyati. Tasya Sikshakaha Pruchyanti. Athava Mama Sikshakaha Pruchyanti. Mama Sikshakaha Pruchyanti. Mama Sikshakaha Pruchyati. Just change the vibhakti here and change the vachanam here and say sentences. That's it. That's what I'm looking for. If you have any questions, please ask. Any questions in what we have covered so far?
No.
No.
Clear? Is this story clear? Well, if you call this a story, but sure, yeah.
Yeah. Very clear. Yeah. That's a story only. Yeah.
Any questions?
Mm-mm. Not now.
Anything that I can do to help you more conversation wise?
No,
there
I think
some of the typos. I need to know because. I need to know because I don't know how I'm going to help you, you know, converse well in Sanskrit. So that's my goal, really. Not to just, you know, I want you to read and understand, sure, but also be able to converse in Sanskrit. So is there anything else that I can actually do to help you on that end?
So just like the nouns, you know, can we make a, you know, list of verbs, you know, forms?
Like I said, I'm working on that.
Okay.
I'll have at least like 5 or 6 by ready by next week.
Those nouns pages were wonderful. Really enjoyed it. Particularly the